Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Sanhedrin Gedolah, that's the big Sanhedrin that we've been talking about. The Sanhedrin of the 71 Dayanim that sit in the Lishkas HaGazis, which is partially built into the base of Migdash. Ha'isa shal shibim ve'echa. The Mishnah Chaz is over, because the Mishnah is going to ask how we know. So the Mishnah Chaz is over first. What we learned till now, that great Sanhedrin had 71 members. Ketana, the smaller Sanhedrin, Shel Eshsim Vishloisha had 23 Dayonim. Umenayin Lagdoila Shu Shel Shim Vechad. How do we know that the main Sanhedrin had 71 Dayonim? Shenema for the Pasik says, Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Esvili Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Klal Yisrael. Umoisha Al Gabayan, and Moshe was over them. We know that, as the Batanura explains, because the Pasik says, V'nasu itcha b'masa ha'am, v'lisisa atel v'adecha. They shall bear the burden of the people with you. So we see that Moshe was also a member of the Sanhedrin. So there were 70 Zekanim plus Moshe, that's 71. Once again, Shenema the Pasuk says, Asvili shivim ish mezikna Yisrael, gather me 70 Zekanim, u'moshe al gabein, with Moshe over them, arei shivim v'echa, that's 71. Rabbi Yehuda says shivim, there were only 70 because Moshe was not included. The Pasuk says, they were with you. No, that means to say they have to be like you, similar to you. They have to have certain milos, but not that you're part of them. So normally we don't have an even amount of dayanim on a bezdin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin HaGadol was different. Vayitra says, Mishnah menayin l'ktana shehi shel esrim b'shloish. How do we know that the smaller Sanhedrin was 23, consisted of 23 members? Shenema the Pasuk says, v'shafta ha'eda v'hitzilo ha'eda. The Eda, literally the congregation, shall judge and shall save. Either they paskin that the person who killed is chayiv miso, or they paskin that he's potter. So the Pasuk kind of mentions two congregations over here. Eda Shefetes, there's a congregation that judges, the Eda Metzelis. And there's a different group that says, no, he should be saved. Hare Kanesim, so that's 20. Because an Eda is 10. Umanayin le'eda shiasara. How do we know an Eda means 10? Shenema, because it says by the Meraglim, Ad Mosaila Eida Hara Hazais. So the Meraglim are referred to as an evil congregation. But there were only 10 bad members of the Meraglim, although there were 12 Meraglim, but Yatsu Yeshua V'Kalev, they weren't bad. They were tzaddikim. So here the Pasuk refers to them as Eida, and they're 10. So you see, an Eida is 10. So if it says Eida Shaifetes, the 10 say he's chayiv misa, the Eda Metzelis. And 10 say that he should be potter. So you already have 20. But where do we get 23 from? Umenayin, from where do we know lahavi oit shloisha, to add 3 more dayanim? And the answer, says the Mishnah, is as follows. Mimashma shenemetz mashma from the Pasuk. Pasuk seems to imply loisia achrei rabim lerois. That's a Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, literally. Don't follow the majority to do evil. Now the Pashit, Pshat in the Pasuk, I'm sure you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, is Leisiyah Achrei Rabim Lerois. Don't follow the majority if they want to do something which is not right. If the majority of your class makes up they're going to do some shtick and try to hurt someone, have the courage to say it's wrong, or at least not to join. Don't be swayed by what most of them are doing. If the majority are judging someone in an incorrect way, and it's not fair, don't be embarrassed to say they're wrong. That's the Pashup Shad. But how is our Mishnah darshaning the Pasuk? Our Mishnah darshans, like Rashi Taka tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, besides the Pashup Shad, Rashi brings the Drush, Rashi actually brings the Drush first, if you remember Parshas Mishpatim. I'm sure we all remember the Rashis and Mishpatim, don't we? So you can look it up. In case you forgot, Kapitel Chav Gimel. Loisia Achri Rabim Lerois. If there's only one member more that says to punish him, no, that's not enough to give someone Misa. But rather, the Pasuk concludes, Achri Rabim Lahatais. One member more is enough to say that he should not be Chayiv Misa. But in order to be Mechayiv Misa, you have to have at least a majority of 2. Let's see the Lashon HaRa Mishnah. Okay, so you told me Eda Shaifetes v'Eda Metzelis, Eda is 10, so we have 20. 10 say he's Chayiv, 10 say he's Potter. Now, we have to get to 23 because you're telling me a small Sanhedrin is 23. How do we know there are another three members to the smaller Sanhedrin? And the answer is as follows. Mimashma Shenemar, the Pasuk already is implying, Laisiya Achrei Rabim Lerois. You can't give someone Misa just based on a majority. Okay. So, Shemeyani, I already understand on my own, She'eya Imoim L'Taiva. You can't give someone Misa based on a majority, but if the majority say that he's Pater, he's Pater. In Cain, if that's the case, if I know all that from the beginning of the Pasuk, Lama Nemar Achrei Rabim Lahatais, why does the Pasuk have to kind of repeat that you go after the majority? You go after the majority for what? To say that he's not Chayev? We know that already. It says, L'si Achrei Rabim L'Rois. We don't go after the majority to say he's Chayev. That automatically means we do go after the majority to say he's Pater. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat Achrei Rabim Lahatais? So what does this mean? When do we go after the majority? If it's not to tell me we go after the majority to say he's Pater, so when do we go after the majority? So pshat is as follows. Loika hatiyascha letoiva hatiyascha lera. The decision to say he's Pater is not the same as the decision to say that he's Chayev. The swaying of the psak is different. Hatiyascha letoiva to say that he's Pater al pi echad. That could be even if there's only a majority of one judge. One more judge says he's Pater than the judges that say he's Chayev, he's Pater. But hatiyascha lera, if you're deciding that he's chayiv, it has to be al pi shnayim. I need at least two, not just a simple majority. I need two more judges that say that he's chayiv, more so than the judges that say he's pater. So now we know that you have to have at least 22 judges. Because we have 10 judges that say he's chayiv. That's what you told me. Eda shayfetes and 10 judges that say that he's pater. And Eda is 10. So we have at least 20. In order to say he's chayiv, you have to have two more that say he's chayiv. So I know we have to have at least 22 in this Sanhedrin. But 22 is an even number. The Ein Bezdin Shakl. You can't have an even number of Dayanim. If it's even, what if they're half and half? How do we have at least the one majority more to say that he's Pater? So therefore, Mesifin Alein Oidechad, I understand that after we reached our conclusion, there has to be at least 22. Because you have Eda Shaifetes, that's 10. The Eda Meitzelis, that's 10. Plus the two majority to say that he's Chayev. And you can't have an even bezin, so you have to add one more. Mesifin lein oid echad, harei kan esim v'shloisha. This is where I get my 23 judges. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned who gets this Sanhedrin of 23 judges. Well, one thing is for sure. Every town has to have its own Sanhedrin. Well, what's called a town? How big does a place have to be called a town? V'kamiyeh be'ir, how many people do you need in the city? Let's say, ruya l'Sanhedrin. That it should be fit for a Sanhedrin. And the answer is Meyeh Ve'Esrim, 120. Rav Nechemya Oymeh Messiah Mushloishim. Rav Nechemya says 230 people. Kenege de Sari Asaris. That corresponds to the Sari Asaris in Parshas Yosef. So we have to explain why the Tanakhama says 120, and we have to really understand why Rav Nechemya says 230. First, let's understand the 120. According to the Tanakhama, 120 people are the minimum that you have to have in a town in order to have a Sanhedrin over there. How many Dayanim do we have in the Sanhedrin? 23. Now, in addition to the original 23, you had to have, the Batanur explains this from the Gemara, you had to have three more groups of 23 who could be called upon in case you have to add more Dayanim. So there are 23 Sanhedrin, and there are three more groups of 23 in case they have to be added. How much is 3 times 23? 69. So far we have 23 plus 69. Total, 92 Dayanim. So far. 23 regulars and 69 ready to step in case they're needed. Now, every town had a Sara Batlonim. Batlonim doesn't sound good. It sounds like a Batlonim, they do nothing. But if you remember from Masechtas Megillah, just the opposite. We're talking about a Sara Batlonim that didn't work. They were hired to be in the Beis Medrash in case a minyan was needed. They were Talmidei Chacham that sat and learned. So in addition to the 92, you had these 10 Batlonim. So 92 plus 10, we have a total of 102 so far. Now, every court needed two Seifrim. They wrote down the relevant information about the Dayanim, about what was said, That's a total of 104. Then there were two, they were called chazonim. It doesn't mean that they went over and sang a nice shaychanat. The Gemara refers to chazonim as those that served the tzibur. They were like court officers, so to speak. They would summon the people to din, make sure that Bezin's psak was carried out. So another two, that's 106. Then you have to have at least two people, where one person has a complaint against the other person. The two baledinim, that's 108. There have to be at least two witnesses, that's 110. Then there's a possibility of Edim Zaimimim. Let's say Reuven and Shimon come and say Edis. They're not brothers, or else they couldn't be Edis, this Reuven and Shimon. Let's say Reuven and Shimon come and say Edis. Then Levi and Yehuda come along and say, Imanu Hayisim, you were with us? That's 112. Then sometimes Edim Zaimimim come against the first Edim Zaimimim, and they say, what are you talking about, Levi and Yehuda? You're saying Reuven and Shimon were with you? Comes Yisachar and Zvul, and they say, you were with us. In addition, there were two gaboyim to collect tzedakah and a third to distribute the tzedakah. That's another three. So according to my count, we're up to 117. There was one doctor to do the bloodletting. That's 118. Then there was a cipher. Besides the people that were in Bezin, the two that wrote what went on in Bezin. But a cipher that writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Total 119. And who was the 120th? A Rebbe? For the Talmidim, to teach them Torah. So that's the Cheshbon, that a town has 120 people. That type of a town could have a Sanhedrin, where a Bezin could function in this town. Why does the Nechemiah say 230? So he said, Keneged the Sari Asaris. What does that mean? So remember Yisroi's Eitzah in Parshas Yisroi, where according to Yisroi's Cheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu would be on the top. He judged a nation of about 600,000 men, besides the women and children. And under Moshe, there were 600 judges, 600 shoftim. And they each were in charge of 1,000 people. And beneath them were 6,000 shoftim, who each had authority over 100 people. And beneath them were 60,000 shoftim, who each ruled over, meaning to say they were in charge of 10 people. So even the judge on the lowest level, he had an achrayus for 10 yidden. So in order for every member of a town's 23 members of Sanhedrin to have at least that level of responsibility, so you have to have 23 times 10. And what's 23 times 10? 230. So that's what Nechemiah means when he says that to have a Bezdin, a Sanhedrin of 23, you need at least 230 people in the town. Keneged Asari Asarais. Now, what happens, Lamaisa, if you don't have 120, according to the first Tana, or you don't have 230, according to Reb Nechemiah? So they don't have a Bezin of Chav Gimel, but they have a Bezin of 3. Now, a Bezin of 3 can judge many different things, but they can't do what a Bezin of Chav Gimel can. And if they need a Bezin of Chav Gimel, then they have to go to another town. Okay, let's see if we can remember all the way back from the beginning of the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learnt that the Sanhedrin Gedolah in the Lishkas Hagazis that sat like mamish almost into the Beis HaMikdash. They had 71 members. The Sanhedrin Ketana that was in any significant city had 23. How do we know that the big Sanhedrin had 71? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Asfali Shivim Ish Mezikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the Zikanim, and Moshe was on top of them, so that's 71. Rabbi Yehuda says there was only 70. Normally, says the Taisus Yamtiv, he can't have an even amount in a Bezdin, but this was different. This was a Gzeres HaKasif. The Sanhedrin of Gadol should be 70, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The smallest Sanhedrin, the one that each town had, that was 23. How do we know? The Pasuk says, V'shaftu ha'edah v'hitzilu ha'edah. Edah means 10. We learned that from the Meraglim. The Meraglim were referred to as an Edah, but Yeshua and Kalev didn't do anything bad. So the Pasuk says the bad Edah, so Mimela, we know that an Edah is 10. It's interesting that we learn that an Edah is 10. We also learn a minion from here, from the Meraglim. And that's to teach us, says the Svas Emes, that as bad as we are, we can always turn around and start doing tshuva, even if we cause the Churban like the Meraglim did. But eventually we say, we made a mistake. Come on, Chevra, let's get together and start doing good things, and right away we become the symbol of a minion. In any event, so the Pasuk says, V'shaftu heida v'tzilu heida, 10 members argue that the person is chayiv. 10 members argue that he should be potter. That's 20. And we also dashen from the pasuk that in order to give someone misa, you can't have a simple majority. There has to be at least two more judges that say he's chayiv. So we have 12 judges now that say he's chayiv, 10 that say he's potter, but you can't have an even amount of people on a bezdin. So memela, we add one more, and that's a total of 23. Now, you can have a person becoming potter because of one more. But in order to be mechayiv, you have to have two more. We dash on that in the pasuk, l'siya achrei rabim l'rois. You can't have a majority, a simple majority of one to punish someone. But achrei rabim l'hatois, you can have a simple majority of one to say that he's potter. The pashut pshat in l'siya achrei rabim l'rois means, like Rashi tells us in Mishpatim, Rashi brings the drasha also, but Rashi also tells us, if you see that you have friends doing something not right, don't join them. It's hard to go against the wind. Chafetz Chaim, when he was a little boy, was playing outside, and the chevre decided that they're going to take the old water carrier's pails and fill it up with water overnight. That meant that in the morning it would be solid ice. He'll never be able to get the ice out. Chafetz Chaim saw he couldn't convince them not to do it, so he woke up in the middle of the night, little Yisrael Meir, ran out to empty the pails. And then we said, how many people do you have to have in a city in order for it to be worthy of the Sanhedrin, the smallest Sanhedrin of 23? The big Sanhedrin was in Yerushalayim. Tanakhama held 120. Cheshbon, you remember it? 23 members of the Sanhedrin. There were three groups of 23. Another three groups of 23 in case they had to be added. Total 69. 10 people that were hired to sit in the Beis Medrash. Total 102. Two Seifrim that wrote down whatever went on in Bezdin. Total 104. To Shiluchei Bezdin, like court officers, to ensure that what Bezdin says gets carried out and to summon people to Bezdin. Total 106. The two people that one is suing the other. One is calling the other to a din Torah. That's 108. Two witnesses, that's 110. Two Edom Zaymimim, 112. Edom Zaymimim that come and they're mazim the first set of Edom Zaymimim. That's 114. Two people to collect tzedakah, one person to distribute the tzedakah. That's 117. One doctor, 118. One cipher to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, that's 119. And last but not least, if not for that, there's no town. He represents the completion, and that's the Rebbe. Every town has to have a Rebbe to teach the children, total of 120. Rav Nechemya holds 230. Keneged the Sarei Asarais, we learn from Yisroi. From Yisroi's Eitzah, that even the lowest member of the Bezin, I shouldn't say lowest, meaning on the smallest step of the ladder, he had to be in charge of 10 people. So if there are 23 members of Bezdin, each one is in charge of 10, that's a total of 230.